from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. The B-52s mean anything to you? Solana, I happen to like the B-52s, but I don't know if this song or that band means anything to someone your age.
Bro, I know this song, but no, the B-52s mean nothing.
Rock Lobster?
Nah.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Jimmy, B-52s?
Well, Rock Lobster, I heard that on Family Guy. I think, Rome or Foam?
Yeah, Rome if you want to.
Oh, wow, that's the B-52s?
That's the B-52s.
Huh.
A lot of good songs. Anyway, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. The spot to watch college football, like tonight, or NFL games, like 1 week from tonight, or the game Saturday, Miami and Florida.
Let's go.
Funky Buddha Tap Room, Oakland Park. Got the big screen projectors, 10, actually more HDTVs. They got the red zone package during the season. They do specials throughout the games. Like, you are not going to go wrong watching a game at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. And they do have happy hour going on right now. Monday through Friday, 4 till 6:30 p.m. Great happy hour. $5 beers. $8 and $10 cocktails, $5 select wines, $8 premium wines, $6 to $8 bites. They've got Cosmic Journey Hazy IPA available on shelves across the state. They've got Blueberry Cobbler Wheat Ale. That's available on shelves across the state. I mean, you're not going to go wrong with Funky Buddha during football season. One other note before we get to headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Our country show, Stars and Strings, is coming to Hard Rock Live November 14th. We're giving away tickets, and all you have to do today is text the code word CONCERT to 20357. Maybe you will be the winner. Text the word CONCERT to 20357. Message and data rates may apply. You just might be the winner of a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings, Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more. And again, that is November 14th at Hard Rock Live. Let us get headlines here. On a night where there is college football, let us get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Driven by the new...
Marlins, I think, is like 10-6, by the way. I think the Marlins have taken a 10-6 lead.
Should have hit the over in this game, man.
Oh, I mean, we'd have laughed all the way to the bank.
We're rooting for an over tonight, though. A little college
yeah,
football.
Yeah, buddy.
Sir. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I'll divert for a second since you brought up the B-52s to start the segment. Does Oasis do anything for you? Because you saw they announced this big comeback.
Nothing. I am so not into them. I have never understood people's love affair with them. I guess they were going to be the next Beatles. Like, that was the vibe from then. There's not a single Oasis song that I like.
Well, that's not true. That's just not true.
No. I know the hits, like Wonderwall, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like them. I don't like the songs. What? I don't like the music.
Everybody likes the song Wonderwall. So you're just lying.
I can't change the station fast enough when an Oasis song comes out.
That's it. You're just lying because everybody
I don't
loves
like
that
Oasis.
Song. There is not
nobody likes that song.
There is not a single person in the world that listens to "You're My Wonderwall" and doesn't jam out to it.
It's their only hit.
I changed the station. Is that their only hit, really?
No, they have hits.
I mean, that's the only one I know.
Yeah. But no, I'm not excited. But man, it is such a big deal.
Apparently, like, the brothers were beefing, public beef, too.
Well, Noel and Liam Gallagher, like, I know the whole story. So the Gallagher brothers, not just beefing, I mean, hated each other. the notion that they were ever going to reunite was an impossibility. And my guess is, I think they're supposed to do like 10 dates.
Yeah.
No chance they get through 10 dates. There's no chance because they're both insane a-holes.
I like a public family beef. I like that. Like
this was beyond that.
Well, what are they doing these shows for in the UK?
Well, they're British.
Huh.
They need the pounds.
Good line. No, like I said, the next Beatles. Like,
yeah.
They're not from Tennessee.
We did this once, right? Like, did you know these bands were from England or from—
I can't believe you didn't know Oasis was English.
I had no idea.
Wow.
They don't sound British.
What? Have you heard Wonderwall?
You sound like you're from London.
Champagne Supernova. You probably know that, Jimmy.
No, I don't. Unless I hear it, but...
Yeah, you'd know it.
Reeled you in just to play that.
You sound like you're from London.
All right, so we are taking the North Dakota State Bison tonight. They play Colorado in Colorado, the Buffaloes. We're taking their over 21.5 tonight.
11-6, Marlins. What game are we airing here?
UNC versus Minnesota tonight. You can listen to it right here on WQAM.
I mean, a little football on the radio.
Crazy.
Little college football with the crackle of AM radio. Are you kidding me?
Nothing like it, man.
Am I in heaven?
You got a full slate. Mizzou, Murray State, Utah, Southern Utah, Kansas, Lindenwood, whatever. But UCF plays tonight as well. You told me FAU plays tomorrow. And Saturday, UF, 3:30 p.m. FIU plays Indiana at 3:30. And St. Thomas plays some high school at noon. So Jimmy will be watching that.
University of Fort Lauderdale.
And you're not talking about St. Thomas, the high school, who actually plays a high school. You're talking about St. Thomas, Jimmy's alma mater.
Correct. St. Thomas University.
Yeah, high school, I went to Pace.
Hmm.
Which is right next
door. Good student, Jimmy?
Yeah, I was a good student.
Yeah.
Not straight A's, but I was a good student.
All right.
No update from Mike McDaniel on Aaron Brewer today. He doubled down on Chris Greer's take. He says he's very confident, has more confidence in this offensive line than he's had since he's been here.
Somebody, you know, we've poked at that all day and for much of the offseason. Someone texted in today and they're like, you know, you guys are constantly talking about the offensive line. Like, they had a pretty good running game last season. Tua threw for a ton of yards. Like, offensive line was not a disaster at all.
So, yes, but no. Like, when you look at surface level stats, right? Amount of sacks Tua had, amount of pressures Tua had, the running game. You can kind of say, especially early on in the season, you can give credit to the offensive line and say, wow, they were actually pretty good. But when you kind of dig a little bit deeper, I know you always brush off my stats when we're talking about the NBA, but when you dig a little bit deeper, when Tua Tagovailoa, especially in the second half of the season, held on to the ball for longer than 2.5 seconds, his QBR dropped precipitously, his completion percentage dropped precipitously. All of the Dolphins stats that made them so great offensively were a lot worse when he held onto the ball for longer than two and a half seconds.
But wouldn't that be true of any quarterback?
Probably.
The longer that they hold onto the ball, the more apt there is to be pressure coming towards them, and their accuracy is going to dip.
Absolutely. But Tua getting the ball out so quick, Mike McDaniel's offense being schemed for these quick passes really shored up and covered up a lot of the deficiencies on the offensive line. Again,
which a coach needs to do in any spot where there might be a deficiency.
For sure. But, Hawk, when we're talking about the Dolphins' inabilities to beat playoff teams, you can probably circle, yes, injuries, but also offensive line struggles as one of the biggest issues for Tua not being as good as he needs to be against those teams, because the reality is late in the season when you're playing a cold weather game in the playoffs or when you're just playing really good teams late in the year, you have to be able to get out of the pocket, make plays, and kind of just do things on the fly. Like, that's what makes you a great player. And I'm confident Tua can do that, but he just didn't have time last year. Part of it is injury, bro. Like Tron Armstead missing 4 or 5 games doesn't help. The fact that Connor Williams tore his ACL didn't help. Yeah, I mean, part of it is injury, you know? It was a turnstile on the offensive line last year. Anyways, Robbie Chosen is on the practice squad. So
let's go.
Tua has another weapon. Just kind of recapping some of the stuff we were talking about. I mentioned Mike McDaniel on the offensive line. AFC East note, Jacoby Brissett, week one starter in New England. So it's not Drake May. And in the NBA, Steph Curry signed a 1-year extension with the Warriors. Lonnie Walker signs a 1-year deal, former Hurricane, to play with the Boston Celtics.
All right. Rich get richer.
Inter Miami will be at Chicago, the Fire, on Saturday. Messi was back at practice yesterday, which is good news, but he's not going to play on Saturday.
I mean, they got a playoff spot locked up, right? So you just keep him on ice?
Yeah, I guess you want to win the supporter shield. That would be cool, but I don't think anybody really cares about that. Just have Messi healthy. You feel like you can beat anybody. All of a sudden, Inter Miami is like the Heat. Yeah, you just got to be healthy. Just have Jimmy Butler healthy. You'll be all right. All right, finally, Hawk, I kind of wanted to bounce this off of Crowder. I know he's coming back in a few minutes, but did you see what the New York Giants did for Malik Nabers? So he was their first-round selection. The Giants unretired the first-ever retired number in NFL history for their first-round pick, Malik Nabers. The number one has not been worn by a New York Giants player in over 90 years, or excuse me, just shy of 90 years. And
now, the family did give permission.
Correct. He got permission. Ray Flaherty was the first ever retired number in the NFL in 1935, the number one for the New York Football Giants.
Did he have great stats?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Ray Flaherty or Flaherty.
Ray Flaherty. Because maybe his number, maybe it just was a little cutesy move by the Giants. They've been looking to get out from under this for about 90 years.
Or maybe he has some baggage that has since been, has since come to light, which is very possible.
We're going to denigrate Ray Flaherty.
Does he have a controversial tab on his Wikipedia? Let me search.
He played 87 games.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Let's see.
41 receptions.
7-time All-Pro, first team. NFL receptions leader in 32. Receiving yards leader in 32. I knew I should have taken him in my fantasy draft that year. Man, I miss out on Flaherty. Touchdowns leader in 32. He had a banger 1932.
Yeah. A good year for you as well in the stock market?
Yeah. Yeah. No, 32, not so much.
Crazy, man. What were ticket prices back then, Hawk?
A dime.
It's like recession era football, man.
I mean, recession. You're thinking depression.
Depression, excuse me. Depression era football.
They wish it was a recession. Yeah, Pro Football Hall of Fame. Yeah, he deserves his number retired. Well, what are we doing here?
Just bizarre, right? Like, what type of Pandora's box are we opening here? Like, okay, now, okay, after 90 years, we'll unretire numbers. Also, no disrespect to Malik Nabers. It's funny because Crowder told me
that, but that's the part that drives me crazy.
Right.
This isn't, you know, and again, I'll use Tim Tebow just because the name and his story was so big. Like, Malik Nabers? Really? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not a number one overall that everyone's been coveting for 4 years watching him in college. Like, I don't know.
Victor Wembanyama last year comes out.
Right.
And the Spurs, if the NBA had been around for 100 years, go and ask the family of whoever, hey, this is the most highly touted prospect ever. He wants this number. What do you say? And again, no disrespect to Malik Nabers. Dude's probably going to be a stud in the NFL. But like,
right.
I don't know, man. This is weird. He needed number one. Like, he needed number one.
Throttle it back, Malik.
Yeah.
And it's going to come down to Devin Hester. Near side, 5 yard line. Hester to the 10, to the 15, has all 20. 25, 30. Here we go. He's at the 40. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. One man to beat. He's at the 30. Get back at the 20. He's at the 10. The 5. Devin Hester goes all the way. Touchdown for Devin Hester. 97 yards. What a way to start the day.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Gonna get funky tonight. Gonna get Krantz's Corner on this radio station after us. And then college football. College football. I'm gonna be on the couch watching some college football tonight. A little Funky Buddha in one hand, Hard Rock Bet app in the other. Oh, it is on. It is on like Donkey Kong. Hey, one more time before we get out of here tonight, I should remind everybody, we've got a big event coming up at Smoke on the Water in Weston. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. This is going to be Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a fine whiskey and a good cigar or a Swisher Sweet, if you're like me, and some sports talk. The entire QAM air staff is going to be there. It is free to attend, but you have to RSVP in advance at WQAM.com. That'll get you the invite to get in because there is limited seating, and it gets you a complimentary cigar as well. Got to be over 21, drink responsibly, but come on out, talk a little sports, have a little fun with the 560 QAM air staff at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, Wednesday, September 25th, Smoke on the Water in Weston. Great place. Presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall, sponsored by the injury law firm Judah and Cohen. But you must RSVP at WQAM.com. I would suggest doing that now so it doesn't get sold out before you're before you've done that. Before we get out of here, let's talk trucks. Palmetto Ford of Miami, family owned and operated since 1966. Palmetto Ford, whatever you're looking for, Explorer, Edge, F-150, F-250, F-750, they got it. Whatever truck you need, they got it. Pickup trucks, landscape trucks, dump trucks, cargo vans, box trucks. If it exists, they got it, and they got it in stock and on the lot and ready for delivery. So it doesn't matter if you're looking for 2 vans, 40 vans, 50 vans. They got it. It's no wonder Palmetto Ford is constantly acquiring more inventory with that nationally recognized buying team they have. Take it from me. Cut out the middleman. Get it straight from the source. Palmetto Ford, they know trucks, and yeah, they got it. Big show tomorrow, Football Friday. Football effing Friday tomorrow on this show, day before Canes Gators. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Crowder has lost 2 teeth, 4 teeth, 8 teeth, a molar.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.